I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today I've got Carly Holtby, who's double diamond. That's a new rank I invented. She's a double diamond from Ontario, Canada. What town are you in, Carly? And say hi.
Hello, everybody. I am from Peterborough, Ontario, which is 2 hours outside of Toronto.
Wow. So you're out there.
I am.
And you have a beautiful website, by the way. I was looking at your website, Carly. It's really, really well done. Great content, great design. And I've loved what you've done there. And looking at your stats, everybody look at Carly's stats in her profile that wraps around this video. It's really textbook amazing what she's done. Every year, another rank, first year silver, second year gold, third year platinum, fourth year diamond. That's what I call a four-year career. Pretty good. So, Carly, tell us your story, starting with who were you and where were you and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Yeah. So before Young Living, I was working in a corporate scheme. I was for 7 years and it was sucking my soul dry. And I was really depressed and sad. And we were living in a home that we never got to see because I was commuting back and forth to work all the time and trying to uplift my spirits. My husband would say to me, tell me three good things that would happen in your day today. And every day I was like coming home and I had nothing to share. I was like, I commuted to work. I came home. I went grocery shopping. I made dinner. I'm going to bed and I'm going to do this all over again. And every day was the exact same. And I was working for a bunch of sociopaths. And so I'm very grateful for that experience because it pushed me to expand my horizons and to follow my dreams. And so during that time period in Canada, we can take maternity leaves when we get pregnant. And so my offices were moving an hour further from where I was already commuting. And I remember like texting my husband at lunch and being like, we're having a baby. And
what a great strategy.
And so at that time, during my pregnancy, well, also it was one step back before that. So when I was unhappy and not sure what I was going to do, my husband was like, well, what are you going to do with your life? Like, you got to change it. And so I went back to school for holistic nutrition because I had healed myself through diet and food at the time. And so for 2 years, I studied holistic nutrition and using my corporate scheme as the vehicle to allow me to do so. So I'd shut my office door and I would study for school. And then I took this maternity leave to run with holistic nutrition and then ideally never go back to work. But I guess the universe had different plans for me. And so during my pregnancy, I got extremely sick. I lost 30 pounds. I was nauseous all the time. And a girlfriend came and brought me a bottle of essential oils. And she said, use this. And it helped me. It was just like mind blowing how quickly it brought me relief. And so from there, the rest is history. I sort of just started researching more. I wanted to keep my baby as virgin as possible. I never wanted to experience pharmaceuticals. I needed an arsenal of natural remedies to be able to take care of him. And so it just was like a natural progression for me. And it was the answer to my prayers. So from there, I just started learning a little bit more. So that friend who gifted me that bottle of Digize to help me during that time period, I still didn't have my own kit. I still didn't enroll myself. My mom enrolled then before me. And so my mom is my sponsor and my enroller. And then still, that was like in November and April for my baby shower, my friend gifted me a starter kit. And wow. So I still didn't have my own account at this time, but I was loving the oils. I was buying through my mom. And so I was gifted the starter kit. I still didn't get my own account until August of 2014, when my son was about like, I guess he was like 4 months old. And I then saw the income disclosure statement. I was like, you can make money from this? And I was like, if I could hit the rank of silver in 1 year, that would cover my maternity leave. And so I basically got my starter kit in August 28th, 2014. And then September, I hosted my first workshop and I just kept running and I hit silver my first year. During this time period, my husband and I moved outside. We were living an hour closer to Toronto. We downsized our home so I could run with this business. So we could sit on a little bit of a nest egg and feel more confident about running with it. Cause I knew it was going to happen. And that's sort of how I got started. And so we hit silver really quickly and, just got the momentum moving. And I also built this business, in a new town. I didn't know anybody. And, so that was really neat too.
All right, we're going to get into how you did that. I just want to make special note of a strategy that you may have uncovered that other Canadians might want to use. So if you're in a corporate scheme, as you said, and you still get maternity leave, what you could do is get pregnant and then use that maternity leave to launch your Young Living business. And that's so perfect in Young Living because in Young Living, your success in the comp plan is actually also tied to how pregnant you are and how many infants you have. The more children you bear during your build, the higher your rank. I don't know if you've seen that in the income disclosure statement, but I've seen that in all the people that I've interviewed. The most successful people are nursing and about to get pregnant again as they rank advance. So I think that's an awesome strategy. Take pregnancy leave, get pregnant, build a big business, never look back. Congratulations.
Yeah. In Young Living, you have to have more than two children. Although I only have two children, so I don't know what that says.
I just encourage you, if you want to get to Royal Crown Diamond, I think you need at least five. That's the minimum.
I would agree to that.
Just talk to your husband about that. So that is quite remarkable, Carly, that you went to silver in your first year. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, have done that, but then gold your second year, then platinum your third year, then diamond your fourth year. And you sponsored the right amount of people. So you sponsored, 20, 30, 40 people a year in doing that. That's what it takes. Tell people a couple of things about your personal enrollments. You talked about you did it in a brand new town. So how did you connect and how did you invite people to take a look at Young Living?
Yeah, so, well, my very first class obviously was like your closest friends and family. And so there are a lot of my frontline and they trusted me. They believe in what I was sharing even before Young Living because I was in holistic nutrition and I was speaking my truth and I was walking like my talk. Like I was actually like healing myself through. So this was just like a natural progression for me, I believe. And so we're all in different chapters in our journey. And so I think mine started like a decade ago before Young Living, but so my friends and family, I was like, you guys, like a lot of them were on maternity leave too. I was like, check this out. Like, we don't have to go back to our work. Like we could run with this. And what's really cool is that some of them, it took a little bit longer than others, but everyone from my very first class, which was 17 people, they all are doing the business. Wow. And they're all,
all 17 people at your first class are doing the business.
Yeah.
Wow, you are influential.
And so it took some time, like, and some people, like one of my friends, it took her like a year, but she was using the product and then opened up to the idea of the business. But every single person, yeah, who were there are now doing the business to some capacity. And yeah, so it's really cool. So I think just talking about it and showing, like, where we tiptoe around the business opportunity to people. But to my closest friends, I was never fearful of that. I was just like, straight up, like, let's do this. Like, host a class for me. Like, let me come into your home. Like, let's spread this knowledge. I really believe it's a disservice not to share this information with people. And I also believe it's a disservice not to share the business opportunity with people.
So that's a big distinction culturally in Young Living. Most of the people that I talk to still haven't quite embraced the whole network marketing thing. Not like they have the products. So how did you do that? How did you get your head and heart around authentically and powerfully offering the income opportunity with the products?
You're going to like this answer, Richard. Hmm. I read the 4-year career. but it's true. That's why I was hung up about joining Young Living for 10 months prior to signing up with them. And somehow, I don't even know how, but your book came across my radar and I read it. It's a quick read and I read it very quickly. My mind was blown. And I realized in the corporate scheme, like we talk about all the time, but we're like, I was set up for the 40-40-40 plan and like work 40 hours a week for 40 years of my life and retire on 40% of my income. And it just was like, it never felt right to me. I've always been like, it's funny because when I actually worked for a company that shipped out vehicles for GM when I was 18, and I worked with all these old men and they were like uncles to me, but I used to always tell them that I was going to retire when I was 35, and they used to think I was like crazy and I didn't know how I was going to do it, but that was what I said. I always said that. And so I truly believe that I manifested it, and opportunities and people and things like that will flow into your life when you're in alignment. Your book came out of nowhere and Young Living entered my life at the right time. But that's when I read it and I was just like, network marketing is the best business model in the entire world. And everybody has to know about it because everyone's stuck and tired and exhausted and working for somebody else. And I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. At one time, I wanted to get into real estate. That's why I wanted to get into holistic nutrition. And then I quickly realized that there was no money in holistic nutrition, and you only made money when you saw clients. And so when I saw the compensation plan and read your book, it was just like light bulb, light bulb, light bulb. And I got to tell the world.
What was your attitude about network marketing before you read the 4-year career? Negative.
Yeah. It was just basically, it was pure ignorance. It was just probably listening to things my parents, my grandpa, and things like that said, and I never did my own research on it.
Okay. Well, here's an interesting question and calculation for you. How many months did you spend as just kind of a consumer before you figured out there was an income opportunity, before you embraced network marketing, before you started building with your hair on fire? How many months did you wait?
10 months.
So can we round that to a year?
Yeah.
Do you know
how much? Can you tell me all the money I left on the table?
Do you want to know how much money you left on the table?
Okay, go for it.
So most people think that if somebody waits a year to get started, that the only money they lose is the money they would have made that first year. But it actually doesn't work that way. So here's how we answer the question, how much money you left on the table, Carly. How many more years are you going to be earning money from Young Living? Years or decades or?
Forever.
Okay, so could we say at least, you're young, so could we say at least another 50 years?
Let's go do it.
Okay. Yep. So in the next 50 years, Carly, what is the highest annual income that you truly believe you will ever achieve in Young Living in the next 50 years?
Annual?
Annual. Go ahead. You can say it.
Let's say like, I don't know, like a couple million. I don't know.
Sure. Cause you're going to be a Royal Crown Diamond, right?
Sure am.
Yeah, of course you are. So a couple million, that's, you know, that's kind of a no-brainer. That's how much it costs you to wait a year. Now, how is that, you say, Richard Brooke? Simple. So if you look at the timeline of you and Young Living, your entire career, and you look at, so if this was like a bar graph, if you look at the highest annual income that you'll ever have in your career, let's say it's this month, this year, you know, maybe it's 2030, and that's the year that your income peaked at 2 million. That 1 year, Carly, is perpetually moved away from you. So if you're going to earn $2 million in 2030, you would have earned it in 2029. And you can never get that back. That year is gone forever. And it's not the whatever $500 or $1,000 or $5,000 that you earned your first year. It's the highest income year you'll ever have in your career is perpetually moved 1 year out forever. It's gone. It's lost. Cost you $2 million for you to think about it.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks.
So whenever somebody tells me, you know, it's the end of November and, you know, let's talk about this in January. Let's get the holidays over. I want to wait a couple of months. I said, you know, no problem. But if that was going to cost you $10,000 to wait a couple of months, would you want to know how and why it was going to cost you that much?
Yeah.
And then I show them my timeline.
It hurts.
So, Carly, you know, most of the people that are listening to these interviews are not diamonds. They're not platinums. They're not on the same kind of stratospheric rise that you were, one major rank every year. They're probably stars and senior stars and executives that, you know, they listen to these stories and they say, oh my gosh, I wish that was me. I want that to be me. I hope that some days that's me, but I'm struggling. Because, you know, the reality is most people struggle. I struggled. Most people struggle. There are some people like you that, you know, you certainly had, I guess, some kind of an edge in your certified, what was it, nutritional?
A nutritionist.
Yes.
Yeah, holistic nutritionist. Yeah.
I mean, that's certainly a nice pedigree to have if you're going to build a Young Living business. But everybody's got some kind of edge, you know, so it may not be that kind of degree, but, you know, I could talk to 100 people and find their unique edge. Everybody's got a unique edge.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere.
So most of the people that are listening are, they're kind of in that funk, right? Of, well, I don't know enough people, or, you know, too many people are saying no, or I already enrolled 6 people and they all quit. And so the purpose of these Road to Diamond interviews is to actually saturate people in success stories, one after another, after another, after another. My mission here is to interview every diamond and above in the company. You know, within probably 3 or 4 years, there'll be 300 or 400 of these that people can study. And so it's designed to like reshape their belief and their mood. And so one of the ways I do it in the interview is to ask people like you, if you were speaking to me and I'm a senior star and I'm in a funk and I'm struggling and, you know, I'm paddling like crazy, but I'm not getting anywhere. What would you say to me to shift me? Like, because you know I can do it, and you probably know I already know how to do it. There's just something missing in my attitude that gets it done. What would you say to me?
Well, with my team in this past year, I've been working personally on myself, and so and digging deep into the soul work. And so in turn, I've been trickling it into my team. And so what I love to say is like, so when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you see a leader staring back at you? Are you someone else would want to follow? And if the answer is no, if you don't love yourself, basically, like, why would someone believe in your message, right? Because if you're meek and quiet and you're not confident in your message, it's going to come across that way and people are going to walk all over you. And so I think it comes down to that soul work and getting into alignment with your truth and not copying anyone in this business. You got to do it for you and like what works for you. And so everyone who's watching this, you're not going to do it my way. My actually biggest downfall was being a holistic nutritionist because it wasn't as duplicatable. Right. People are like, I can't do what you do. It's right. better if you're not what I was, you know? So, cause it was harder to duplicate business builders and I was sciencey brained and I had to learn how not to be and just to simplify. But I think at the end of the day, what we're doing with our team, I get especially people that I'm specifically working with. I'm like, you got to read this and this book. And I want you to start meditating every day. I want you to start quieting your mind. And I want you to start getting in alignment, releasing those resistant thoughts that are taking you off track and taking you upstream. I want you to be going downstream and in the flow, release the hustle and get into alignment. People and opportunities will be attracted to you when you release that resistance, and it's super powerful. And so I've been doing a lot of that work with people. And it's really beautiful to watch them like just be happier in their day-to-day lives with their family, with their friends. They're coming from across of an authentic voice rather than this forcing of this business, forcing of the products, and people are going to come to you. And it's just a really natural thing. So I think you have to have a belief in yourself. You have to have a belief in Young Living, a belief in the products, and a belief in network marketing. And if you're lacking belief in one of those four areas, that's where you know where the real work lies. Right. And a lot of it comes down to the belief in yourself.
So what are the books that you have your team read?
Your book, obviously. But I love Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer, he has a book called Wishes Fulfilled. And I read it 10 years ago and it's what got me out of the corporate world. And then I just recently picked it up again and started reading it. And it's got me through a couple tough times this year. Another really cool book is called, it's by Abraham Hicks. It's a book called Money and the Law of Attraction. And that's a really beautiful book as well. But those are two of the main books that I get my leaders to read. So that we're on the same page.
Right. And is there anybody you have your people listen to, any podcasts or any coaches or any speakers that you bring into that personal development path?
Yeah, so I love Network Marketing Heroes, listening to people win like you were talking about. It's really inspiring just to hear like regular people making it work because there's nothing special about us other than we just didn't quit. Right. But I love a guy named Bob Heilig. He has a book called a podcast called Your Virtual Upline. And I sort of grew this business without an upline. So it was really powerful to have him in my ear. But I love audiobooks too. So those audiobooks I listen on repeat, like those two books I just mentioned, I listen to them daily. I always have something going that's just keeping me focused.
Got it. That's great. So what's next for you, Carly? You're double diamond, hovering right around double diamond. So do you have any big plans for the next 4 or 5 years? Do you have any strategies? Do you have any visions? Do you have any causes? What are you up to?
My mission, I'm going to cry. My mission is... I just want to help everybody get to the space of freedom.
Yeah.
So I can't, like, I want more money and like money in the hands of good people doing good things. So just when I can get to that financial place of that freedom, even for my own family, we're there, but like, I'm just a little bit more comfort and I can go in and, just my team. I can't wait to dig in deep and find the people of need and help them and and get families home. And because when I hit platinum, we brought my husband home from a 15-year career in radio broadcasting. And that just changed my family's life, just having my kids having their dad home all the time. And so it's been beautiful to watch that ripple effect in my team already, and watching families get to be stay-at-home families, or travel, or buy the home they want to, or help the people they want to. But I just want to just do more of that. And so I just see more of that coming in the years to come. And so just Royal Crown Diamond and creating that ripple effect within my team, my community, Team Young Living, cross lines, uplines, downlines, all the way around, and just keep spreading the message of like alignment and getting people to speak their truth, and just help people love themselves again.
Yeah, you are a very authentic servant leader. Very inspiring.
Thank you.
So sometimes, not always, but sometimes I flip the tables on my guest and see if they have a spontaneous question for me. Anything come to mind?
What does Richard do every single day? Do you have any practices that bring you into alignment or to keep you focused on your path?
Yeah, well, I'm a... have you ever read Mach 2?
I have, yeah.
Okay. So I just practice that. I'm very clear after practicing that for 35 years. I'm very clear about my core values and my philosophies, and I have lots of visions, and probably the biggest constant thing that I'm working with is the priority of the visions, because in one season something might be a priority, and then in another season the truth is something new is a priority. And so I just continue to work with those priorities, and I stay focused on my visions. And I think I'm fortunate, once you habitualize, if that's a word, once you habitualize the vision process, the affirmation process, you don't have to do a lot of work. It actually is, it's the dominant force in your life. So Kimmy, you know, she very frequently, if she hears me doing my podcast or, you know, the Authentic Networker, or if I'm doing some sort of an enrollment presentation for people, she sometimes asks me, like, how on earth do you stay so on fire about this opportunity 43 years later? Because I've been a full-time network marketer or company owner for 43 years. And so it's virtually all I've done except work at a chicken plant for 4 years. And I stay on fire about what I'm doing because I just stay clear about why I'm doing it. Like, what is the feeling that I'm looking for to get out of it? And sure, we all have goals about, you know, you have objective goals and quantifiable goals. But the end game for everything we do is, how does it make us feel? And so I just stay dialed into that feeling, and I don't actually use the practices that you read about in books. Like, you know, I don't meditate, even though I'm a certified transcendental meditation, whatever. So I have meditated. I know about meditation. But I do visualize every morning for, you know, might be 5 minutes, it might be 15 minutes. It's the first thing I do before I even get out of bed. I just deeply steep myself in who I intend to be and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and how it makes me feel. And the biggest challenges I have, Carly, are not in business. You know, lots of unfulfilled goals there, but, you know, probably the biggest thing that I work on is just being an awesome husband. And now I'm a stepdad and being a friend. And I find there's more opportunities for failure there than there is in business. So, you know, not really failure, but missteps, if you will.
Lesson.
So, that's what I work on. I, you know, I spend that time every morning. And then when I get actually get out of bed, I spend the first hour or so reading. You know, I've got a half a dozen blog subscriptions that I read every morning. And, you know, I just scan those articles for something that will inspire me. And then I get to work. And I work for about 4 or 5 hours. And then I go play for about 4 or 5 hours. And so I'm real big on balancing work with play to keep the spirit rejuvenated. And, you know, I think somebody told me once that the word recreation came from some Greek word or something, recreate. So why do you and I want to recreate? Because it recreates our energy. And, you know, if you map that on to how people go about building their Young Living business, I think too often people get caught up in the expectations of other people or the cycles of other people or the cycles of the business. Like, you know, you gotta run for this contest because it's going on now, or you gotta get to this rank because we got a passion rally coming up or the convention's coming up, or you gotta take advantage of November because of all the sales. And so I think people they get a little frantic and they get a little worn out because they're not creating their own, what I call run rest cycle that works for them. So personally, what works for me is run hard for 60 days and rest hard for 30 days and then run hard and rest. And it's not that I don't work in that 30 days that I'm resting, but the priority is not, I don't obligate myself to anything that's going to have me be stressed out or frantic. Or, you know, the most important thing in that 30 days is golf and the ocean and those kind of things. So that's how I've stayed on fire 43 years later. I'm a pilot, and there's a saying amongst pilots that there are old pilots and there are bold pilots, but there are no old bold pilots. And how I map that on to the career is, instead of bold, maybe use the word reckless. And I think a lot of people go about building their young business recklessly. Like, they get desperate, they get frantic, they get caught up in what everybody else thinks they should be doing and when they should be doing it, and they get burned out. And burnout is really hard to come back from.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my ramblings on how I take care of me.
Well, thank you for sharing. I definitely agree in regards to learning the boundary setting, and because that was one of the most difficult things for me in this business, because I love it so much. I didn't know how to shut it off. And I dream about it. I like wake up thinking about it, and it can really affect your family life as well. And so I love the whole run for 60 days, rest for 30. And I definitely have been incorporating that in the past year. In my life too. But yeah, for anyone watching this, learn how those boundaries for sure. And you don't have, and I think that's the whole thing that I've been teaching my team, is like, when you get into alignment, the people and the opportunities, they flow into you, and anything that's meant for you will not miss you. And so you don't have to force things.
Yeah. Just let it flow.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Carly. I love your story. I love your energy. I love your philosophies. You're beyond a sales leader. You're obviously a really powerful coach and a spiritual leader for your people. And you have an extraordinary future. If you were an investment, I'd go all in on you.
Thank you, my friend.
There would be a big return on investment. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining another Road to Diamond. Remember, how these can serve you is get your team listening to them, you know, at least one of these a week, because it'll shape their belief system, it'll shape their mood, and that's the most important thing. Everybody actually already knows how to do this. Everybody knows who to talk to. Everybody can figure out what to say. Everybody can bounce back from a no when they have the right attitude and the right belief and the right motivation. And they don't get that so much from training. They get it from believing. And this is a tool to build belief. So until next week, remember, the work is worth it.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.